Okay, what I wanted to do in this little session is talk about and show you, most of you have seen them already, but it's just to make sure you know what the basic service books that a reader has to be able to utilize to have a sense of what's in them so you know where to look when we start putting services together. The place to begin, I guess, is with the Horologion, the Book of the Hours. This is the basic service book because in it are the, you might say, the unchanging parts of all the services of the Liturgy of the Hours. So if you look in the content, midnight office for weekdays, for Saturdays, for Sundays, the order of matins, first hour, second, third hour, sixth hour, ninth hour, the order of the typica, the divine liturgy, the ninth hour, vespers, little compline, great compline. There are all kinds of things in here. But if, for example, when we start doing some missionary work around Greater Macon, you might be out in some little community and Father may give you permission or may ask you to be able to chant Reader's Vespers. Well, you've got to know what's in this book because here are the basic sort of hymns, things to chant, psalms, etc. that occur at every Vesper service. So this is the Horologion, building the services begin there because those are the basic texts. One of the things we don't use very much, and I think we left it over there, but I probably ought to go get it, is the Psalter. We'll see next time that really the whole Liturgy of the Hours originates with the Psalter. It all began with the recitation of the Psalms. What you need to know about the Psalter is that in an Orthodox manner or method, the Psalter is organized into 20 parts called the Kathisma. And what you will see is that every service that calls for a Kathisma reading, there will be instructions about which one to read. Now, the nice thing about this Psalter, obviously, is that it's also from the Septuagint version of the Bible. You may not always have that, so I will show you. There's a table in the rubrics we have from the OCA that will allow you to convert, if you've only got a King James Version, it's not the Septuagint, to know which psalms you should chant in whatever kathisma. But you'll see this book is organized into 20 kathismas, and in general, when you chant, in most cases in parish life, you might say suppress the psalms because they are, again, very difficult to chant and very difficult for people to listen to. But when we do, you need something like this to be able to figure out which psalms are appropriate. Yeah, right. Because usually the psalms were oftentimes heard sitting down, or. They may be called kathisma because after the psalms, in most of the cases, in matins, for example, there's a kathisma hymn, and I know that's heard sitting down. So, yeah.
What's interesting about that is that in a parish like ours, during the kathismas, you would sit down. And so the six psalms at matins, you don't sit down.
Right. Oh, and one thing to just pass on in general, you should know, just because we're readers and we're supposed to know these little juicy tidbits that nobody else knows, that if you in all the service books I've ever seen, during the six psalms of matins, there's supposed to be no movement, and even in the middle, you don't even make the glory that we always do between the parts of the psalm, glory now and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not supposed to make the sign of the cross there. There's supposed to be no movement at all. I think you can do it at the very end when the six psalms are over, but during those six psalms, you're not supposed to light candles, you're not supposed to sit down, you're not supposed to move at all. It's supposed to be completely sort of solemn and quiet and no movement in between anything. So if you're out here reading the six matinal psalms, to do it, it's not a big deal, obviously, but to do it actually properly, you shouldn't make any reverences. I mean, you say glory to the Father, but you don't even make the sign of the cross. You just chant it. The next thing you need to be able to know about to build a service is the Menahan, the book of the month. We have 12 of these. And the thing you need to remember from the very beginning is how these are organized. Remember, the first service of the day is Vespers. So you'll see in here for every day of the month, there are verses that are to be chanted, sung at Vespers, followed by the pieces of Matins. The reason this is important to remember is oftentimes, you know, we'll say in a shorthand, oh, I've got to prepare the Matin service for Thursday. Well, the question is, what do you mean by Thursday? Do you mean we're going to have it Wednesday night and we're talking about Thursday? Or you mean we're having a special Vesper service on Thursday night? But of course, if you prepare that one, that means you're actually preparing for the next day by the calendar. So make sure you're clear when somebody, in other words, remember the new day begins at sundown. So if I tell you we're going to have a Vesper service here Thursday night, Father's not going to be here, he wants us to have a reader service, will you put it together? You know, what are you going to prepare for? You're going to prepare for Friday. In other words, on the calendar. It'll be a Vesper service, but the verses you will take, what is Friday, the what? What's the date? Is it the what? April 1st. So in other words, you would think, oh, Friday is April 1st. So if we're having a service Thursday night, it must be March 31st, but no. It's the first service of the new day, so you got to keep that in mind, that make sure you get the right day. Anyway, it's all laid out, Vespers first, Matins. And what you'll see, if you don't have much time to look at it now, but take your time, but I mean, each day will have a different amount of material. The more important the particular saint or feast is, the more complete, you might say, the entries are going to be. For an ordinary, let's say, ordinary weekday where we commemorate some saint who, in the hierarchy of things, is not that important, you may only have three verses for Vespers. There might not even be an apostica. Then you may have the canon for the saint of that day, and that's about it. So you'll get a sense of the importance of the liturgical commemoration by how much material is in the Menahan. The other, of course, cycle that we commemorate is weekly, and this is commemorated in the Octoikos, the Book of the Eight Tones. These have been printed up, obviously, in we got four volumes because Tone 1 and 2 is here. As you'll see, it begins. Each day begins with Vespers. Then there's also a compline canon in here. If you're chanting little compline at home or in church, there's a canon to the Theotokos that you would add into compline. And then you've got the material for Matins. And if you're having a liturgy that day, oftentimes there'll also be in this one verses to be chanted at the Beatitudes. So you got to have a sense of, again, what's in here. And what happens oftentimes as you put services together in terms of the changeable part of the services, you start with the Menahan, but if there's nothing in the Menahan, let's say there's nothing for an apostica in the Menahan, then you know you're going to take the apostica verses out of the Octoikos, because that will fill in if there's nothing in whatever component. So usually what happens on common days, for example, when you do the Lord I Call, you'll take three verses for the Lord I Call, when we have the proper verses, three out of the Octoikos and three from the Menahan. That's sort of a routine liturgical day if there's no great feast. So you got three and three. So in fact it'll even tell you here, it'll oftentimes say, you chant three verses from the Octoikos and the Tone of the Week, and then the following three verses, etc. So oftentimes what you're doing is putting together several liturgical books together. For most of the year, the two books you're putting together are the Octoikos and the Menahan. But, as you know, we have two great liturgical seasons. And so oftentimes, or during those seasons, oftentimes the Octoikos is put aside and we use this book called the Triodion. Now, let me hasten to add, this is not the entire Triodion. This was the original publication of Mother Mary and Bishop Callistos. There's now a little second volume, I think we have. I know I've got a copy, which has the other days that are missing. But this gives you the preparatory Sundays leading up to Great Lent. It's got the whole first week. It's got every, I think, Saturday and Sunday of Lent, and it's got all of Holy Week. So, again, during that time, what makes it more confusing is, in the beginning at least, you may be using material from the Octoikos, the Triodion, and the Menaean. And on Saturday evening, depending on how great the saint is, there are occasions when you'll do like three verses from the Triodion and three that are resurrectional, or maybe four from the saint or some combination like that. So you have to know what you're doing, but these are the books you would find them from. Finally, there is this thing called the Pentecostarian. This is for the Sunday, this is for all the time from Pascha. So the Pentecostarian, in fact, actually starts with Pascha. And it goes all the way, I think, to the first Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday of All Saints. And so this is like the Octoikos, except it's, used in place of the Octoikos during the time of Pentecost, the time from Pascha all the way through the first Sunday after Pentecost.
That's a full 50 days.
Yeah, it's a full 50 days. So this is the Pentecostarian. Finally, I'll just show you this. We don't mess with this, but you see it. This is the kind of books, Father may have his favorite. There are various sort of publications. This was issued by the Southern Diocese. This is the priest service book. It's got his prayers and the parts of the service that really he's responsible for. And oftentimes what we have to do, one of the problems you can begin to see is that all these books are published by, guess what? Different people. And they all have a little different sort of take on the services. So it's always a good idea, particularly if you're serving with somebody you don't know, to get it together beforehand and say, now how are you going to do this? Because here's the stuff that we got, and what stuff do you have in your little book or whatever?
Especially when the translations are all different.
Right. Now, the final thing I will say is this. So how do you put all this together? Holy mackerel. You know what the books are. You kind of got a sense of what's in them to some degree. How do you put it together? Well, the good news is, for at least parts of the year, we have this from the OCA. It's our liturgical calendar and the rubrics. So the first place to look, well, actually the second place to look. I'll tell you the first place to look in a second. The second place to look is here if you're putting the service together. If you look inside of it, it's sort of a compendium of all kinds of things, some of which don't concern us as laymen or as readers, and some of which do. For example, this has got the Paschalia. In other words, it's going to tell you the dates of Pascha for the next umpteen of years. It's got some discussion on fasting. It's got a calendar of feasts. It's got things like when weddings are not to be celebrated. Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that. That's Father's business. But one of the things it does do, for example, it shows you the kathisma readings. That is, the schedule of, when do you read what kathisma, if Father wants to read them. Well, as you can see, they're here. They tell you which kathisma to read based upon the day of the week. Also, if for some reason you don't have a Septuagint copy of the Psalms, you've got a sort of a little thing to translate the King James Version, the Hebrew Bible. The numbering of the Psalms is a little different, and so it's all here. It'll tell you. Here's how the Psalter is broken out. Each kathisma is broken into three staces, and so they've got the Septuagint are within the parentheses. So, for example, in the second kathisma, the first stasis in the Hebrew Bible is 9 through 11. In the Septuagint, it's only Psalm 9 through 10. So if you had a Hebrew Bible, you'd have to make sure you read the first three Psalms before you did a break. The other thing you'll find is oftentimes the Psalter is chanted differently depending upon the season of the year. All those directions are here. The other thing you probably need to be aware of rather quickly is that throughout the year, there are readings that are called composite readings. And they're called composite because the people who put the services together went into the scriptures and they wanted to sort of, they took some stuff out. They took verses out that they think didn't quite apply. They added verses in from different places. So, for example, there's one particular reading that, if in fact you look it up in the Bible, it's this. The readings from Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, 4, 5 and 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12, and 14. Good luck at remembering all that. Good luck at even marking your Bible and trying to cross out. Well, what you got here is the composite reading. So if you look in, you know, in Vespers, it says composite 4. Well, thank goodness, here's composite 4. The reading is the wisdom of Solomon, which includes Proverbs 10 and wisdom 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's here. So that's something good to know, because oftentimes if you look at the actual reading, you're going to go, oh my goodness, how do I get all this together? The bulk of the book is in two parts. The first part are essentially the readings for the whole year. So it's 365 days. Every day of the year, it'll tell you the saints that are commemorated. It'll tell you what the readings are for whatever. Now, in terms of putting services together, the second half of the book is where we turn, because that has, you know, that's what we call the rubrics. And the word rubric simply means instruction, essentially, on what's to be served. Now, there's a shorthand to this. We'll have to look at it. But the point is, for a lot of days of the year, for the important liturgical days of the year, you can look in here and it'll give you the instructions about what to serve. What verses you put in. Three from the Octoikos, three from the Menaean, or whatever. You know, 10 verses all from the Menaean because it's a great feast or whatever. So that's here. That's the second place that you should go. The first place you should go, I would suggest, because it's all done for you, let me give you each one of these. These are some online liturgical resources that, you know, but it's by no means exhaustive. I just spent about an hour or so at the computer looking at stuff, trying to find things, so at least most of the stuff is here. The first one is an outline of services. It's from the OCA. And so if you click on, if you dial up that page, what you'll see is a whole selection, outline of Vespers, outline of Matins, or whatever. The one I want you to look at for next week is the second one. That is, you know, you'll simply go to the first one and it says Vespers outline. Because what it's going to show you are the three basic forms of Vespers and the parts that are sort of included. The next one is the most important one, if you're a reader. Here's where you should go first. If Father says, you know, we're going to have a Vespers here Thursday night, nobody else can come, you're a reader, can you at least help me put the service together, or will you put the service together, we're going to chant it, then the first place I would go is to that http://oca.org/liturgic/services-texts. Because there you're going to find, for not all the days by any means, but by a lot of days of the month, they will have the proper verses for Vespers. That is, they will already have them all assembled. If it's three from the Octoikos and three from the Menaean, they'll all be printed out. And they'll be, what do they call it, Mark, when they underline them? What's that?
Pointed.
It's pointed text. So, you know, if you know the basic chant, you can sing it just from the point. And you've seen them call them before, because we've used them in choir on occasion, not very often. But that's where I go first, because the whole service is there. Everything you have to put together has already been put together. Unfortunately, again, it's rather eclectic. That is, they're going to choose the most important days. They're going to choose most Wednesdays, some Wednesdays, because most OCA churches serve Vespers on Wednesday evening or whatever. But, you know, if you're doing a Thursday night Vespers, you know, you may be out of luck unless it's some really important feast. But go there first. Go there first. Go to the rubrical calendar next. The third place I would go, actually, is if you don't have anything else, and if Father's, I mean, the first person, obviously, to talk to, if nothing works, is Father. But if he's not around, you're trying to put this together, go to the Menaean. Because again, in the introduction to the Menaean at Vespers, it'll oftentimes say, you know, three verses from this, four verses from that, or whatever. So check there. The rest of the things here, let me just go through quickly and we'll stop. The HTTP from St. Jonah, that's a basic horologian. St. Jonah, I think, is a Rokor parish. It's been on the web for years. It's sort of organized for reader services. But you know, if you need a horologian, you know, the parts of the service that don't change and you don't have one, that's one place to get it. They've got virtually all of them.
He's got it online, Father, the horologian.
Oh, good.
He can maybe share it.
Yeah. Let's see. Next is another horologian online from Orthodox Net Services. Again, it's from a Russian church in Texas. They've got all the services there. Now, the next thing you should be aware of, just because you may not even know about it, from St. Sergius Services /Services1HTML, that's a general Menaean. A general Menaean. Simply put, you know, Mark and I were talking about maybe doing some reader or some Reader's Vespers sometimes out in Barnesville or whatever, some people. Suppose we don't have a Menaean. You know, we just don't have one available. Well, the general Menaean essentially provides you text for services. And they're ranked by, or they're listed by the kind of person you're commemorating. If you've got an Orthodox calendar, you know, and we're commemorating today, I think, the Archangel Gabriel. Well, there were, you know, if you look on the General Menaean, there are services for the Archangels. And so essentially what it is, it's a fill-in-the-blank sort of service. You've got three verses for Vespers, and they've got, you know, a holy blank, and you fill in Archangel Gabriel or whatever, or if it's Saint whatever. But it's a way you can do services if you don't have the full Menaean available. It's a general Menaean. All you got to do is know sort of the classification of the person that you are commemorating that day, and it's usually in his title. You know, if he's a Hierom martyr, you know he's a bishop martyr. Well, there's a whole set of verses in there for Hierom martyrs. So that's good to know. Again, the Archdiocese of Canada has got the complete Octoikos. It's the version of the Holy Merbearers Monastery. I don't think it's as complete as this one, but it's what they use in our archdiocese in Canada. It's pretty good. So if you need, you know, or want to sort of study the Octoikos or need it for whatever reason, you can go to this website and they've got it in 8 tones. And then finally, the Diocese of the South, and I think some of this must be under construction because I clicked it on again. And it talks about having a horologian, and when you click on that, it goes to that the Greek site where you have the daily kathisma and the horologian. But the one thing the Diocese of the South does have is a psalter based on the Septuagint organized in kathisma. So, you know, if you need to and want to read the Psalms in the Septuagint and don't have a copy, you can certainly use this site as well. So these are the basic books. What I'd like you to do for next week is this. Let's look at Vespers. So if you've got a book or if you've got one of these websites, look at, you might say, the horologian Vespers. That is, look at the basic prayers and see where the gaps are. See what you've got to fill in. And then second of all, look at this OCA Liturgics Outlines Vespers-Outline, because that'll show you the basic parts again to get a sense of, you know, how we fill in the blanks. So next week what I'm going to talk about is the development of the services, and then we'll look specifically at the organization of Vespers, because the last week here what we want to do is put a service together. Father, my question to you before we stop is, next week's the retreat. Do you want to... Isn't it next Sunday?
It's the 9th.
Okay. So, never mind.